Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Hey, I'm C. Brian Williams from Step Africa, founder.
The founder of Step Africa. And we're talking because Step Africa is going to be at Arena Stage for a special holiday show. It's called Step Africa's Magical Musical Holiday Step Show from December 9th through the 18th. Hey, thanks for joining us.
No, thanks for having me, man.
All right. So last time we talked, I guess it was over the summer. I guess it was Drum Folk about the Stono Rebellion of 1739. But so does this does the quote unquote story of this have anything to do with that? Or is this a completely fresh story for the holidays?
No, this is a completely different performance from Drum Folk. Drum Folk was amazing at Arena Stage. You know, we had 32 packed performances. But now we're back in Washington, D.C. for the holidays. And this show was one of my favorite shows that we've ever created because it's really just about celebrating the holidays in a very unique, special way. And it'll be our first time at Arena Stage with this. So it's a huge moment for us.
You're saying it's the first time for the holiday show at Arena Stage, right? Because you've done stuff at Arena before. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this holiday show we've been doing for over 10 years. And it's become like a family tradition. And the place I've always wanted to bring this performance to was in the round at Arena Stage in the Fish Handler. So it's like a dream come true to actually bring this performance to Arena Stage. More families can enjoy it. It's a bigger space. And we're just really excited to kind of get it started.
Awesome. We want to go into what we'll hear, the sounds and everything in a second. But first, paint me a visual picture for the radio, because at least from the Arena Stage website, it looks like we have some drummers. It almost looks like their drumsticks are candy canes. We got some flashy jackets and some Christmas trees around the set. Like, I can't use any of that in my words. I have to have you say it. So tell me, what do we see visually? A feast for the eyes here.
Well, so this Step Africa's Magical Musical Holiday Step Show is really, it's a really, really unique production. And it's in the round, it's highly interactive, and the dance floor is a place that we invite the entire community to come out and join us, right? So we have a DJ there, we call him DJ Nutcracker, right? And he is on and twos, playing all your favorite holiday music, and he does something called the Nutcracker Slide, which is where we like to invite the audience down to actually learn how to do a little special dance with Step Africa. So if you like shows where you get a chance to be involved, and this show is really about, you know, the young and the young at heart, you know? So it's a place to have fun, to make music with Step Africa, to get on the floor and dance if you feel like it, and what we like to say is, who wants to sit still and be quiet for the holidays? You know, we want to get out and have some fun and be with our families and be with our friends. And that's the kind of environment Step Africa is creating here.
So the Nutcracker Slide, I guess sort of a riff on Electric Slide and all that kind of stuff. But like, so if people come on down, they're actually out in the middle of the stage, or is it like a little spot off to the side, or how does it work?
Right. This is such a unique opportunity because, you know, this is one of the most iconic stages in DC.
Yeah.
And we're going to be able to allow the audience to carefully enter and enjoy themselves in the middle of the stage. Like, I can't wait to see it happen.
Awesome. So yeah. What kind of, so you send it, it's, you know, spinning on the ones and twos. It's actual, you know, recorded, favorite Christmas carols and song and, you know, songs sort of remixed, or is it original stuff, or like what kind of songs?
It's a combination of both, Jason. I mean, you know, it's Step Africa. So this is the first holiday show in the world that's centered around the African-American tradition of stepping. So, you know, Step Africa is one of the most celebrated dance companies in the country, and the first one dedicated to the art form of stepping. So you'll see us making music with our hands, our feet, and our voices, and our bodies. But we have the DJ there just to kind of take us to a different space, right? So sometimes we'll be the music, sometimes we'll be dancing to the music, right? So it's just a really festive environment, you know? And then, you know, like I said, we have our friends from the Arctic Kingdom there, Papa the Penguin, Paula the Pink, Paula Bear, you know, so it's kind of a wild, very different look for the holidays.
What are the furry friends from the Arctic Kingdom? Can you say their names again? I think it cut out for a second.
Papa the Penguin will be there, and Polo the Polar Bear. And, you know, these are our friends. They come and join us every year for the holiday show. At this point, they're pretty good steppers, but they're still learning. So they kind of learn how to step throughout the show along with the audience, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, when you're a penguin or a polar bear, it takes a little more time to get the, you know, your animal feet, you know, stepping properly.
These aren't your average polar bears and penguins, you know. Like these guys, you know, they're special.
Now, are those members, you know, just a little behind the scenes magic here, are those members of the usual Step Africa team, or are those, you know, some extras invited in costumes?
No, I mean, it's actually, you know, it's a secret. We can't even say.
The real answer is you're supposed to say they're real. They're penguins and polar bears. It's like Santa. We don't spoil the magic here. Awesome. All right. So in addition to the furry friends from the Arctic Kingdom, what are, you know, we human performers with the Step Africa team? What sort of stuff are they wearing in terms of, you know, festive outfits and stuff?
Well, it's a, you know, it really is magical and it's clearly very musical. But, you know, what I love about this show in particular is that we're just free just to have a good time. You know, Step Africa has been performing all around the world ever since September. We were in Bolivia on a massive tour of that country. And then we've been in Maine and Arizona and Boston for the last two or three months. So now the artists are like excited to come home. They're here with their families and they're able to just have a good time. You know, we're not telling any incredible stories here. We're really just using the art form as a way to celebrate the holidays, right? So it really is pure fun. It's nonstop. There's no intermission. So we go straight through. And of course we end up with everybody dancing with us in the theater. So
awesome.
You know, so really what I would say is come with your friends or your family, but just to have a good time. This is not a show where you have to sit still and be quiet. We even have little special gifts for the audience members to actually help them make music with us.
Awesome. So just to underscore what you said, so there's no quote unquote story. It's not like a narrative. It's just straight dance in 70 minutes and a blast. So
this is all dance, all fun, all the time.
Awesome. And then it also, just in terms of some of the other visual elements, it looks all, like from the photos on the website, it looks like there's some like snowflake projections and kind of stuff on the floor. Like what else do we got sort of from a visual design standpoint?
Well, we have some. Look, I think if you ever want to, you can check out our website, www.stepafrica.org, and we have some great video and some great photos from previous productions. And you're absolutely right. You know, we have an amazing lighting designer who works on this performance to make the space, it's really transformed the space in some really exciting and beautiful ways. And so, you know, it's the holidays and we're not holding back whatsoever, you know?
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I guess sort of just as we close it out here, just talk a little bit big picture of this partnership with Step Africa and Arena Stage, because I believe it's like an, isn't it, when we spoke about Drum Folk over the summer, I believe that was kicking off like a 5-year partnership or something. So talk about sort of like how exciting it is that, you know, you have this home at Arena Stage for at least the next 5 years, and hopefully even more.
Well, let me tell you, this is Step Africa is getting ready to celebrate its 30th year of performing all around the world. We've been to around, at this point, 65 countries performing in pretty much every state in the United States of America and many cities within those states. But Washington, D.C. is our home. And the Arena Stage, you know, they say it's a 5-year partnership, but quite honestly, it's starting to feel like this is where we're gonna be for quite some time, because we love the space, we love the partnership. It's one of the most beautiful theaters in Washington, D.C., and it's very unique. It's a really unique in-the-round space. So we're able to connect and create performances for our audiences that are quite special. and that allow us to connect. You know, the South African performance is always about connecting with the audience. And we really feel that in the arena stage, at the stage, we can do that at the highest level, you know? So I really can't wait to see South Africa's Magical Musical Holiday Step Show in the Fish Handler. You know, I've been wanting to do this for maybe like 5 or 6 years. And so to finally be there is very exciting. And I know it's just the beginning on what else we'll create.
Awesome. Can't wait to see what else you create as well. And you've mentioned, just final seconds, you mentioned a couple times that DC is your home. Why is that? Did you actually found it here in this area?
Yeah. So South Africa, you know, started here in 1994. And actually, the actual launch date of South Africa is 1994. But I was working on the idea and the concept as early as 1991 here in Washington, D.C., dreaming up the idea, planning, creating relationships. And even though we would start in Johannesburg in 1994, the ideas and seeds for the company are right here in Washington, D.C. So I've been stepping and teaching the art form of stepping here in D.C. for over 30 years. And so this production for me is like a gift to our city, you know? Like, you know, there's so many, you can get, there's every city has a ballet and wonderful things like that, but only Washington, D.C. has Step Africa's Magical Musical Holiday Step Show. So it's quite unique. And so I really hope our D.C. family comes out and sees this show and makes it a part of their tradition while also enjoying the other beautiful arts that are here in our city. You know, it's a great city for the arts and it's so much to see and do. We should all take full advantage of it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us. And yes, hopefully this becomes an annual tradition for our listeners to not only hear us talk about this, but hopefully come on out and get out there and dance on the stage with you all. That's a really cool part of this. So join DJ Nutcracker and Popper the Penguin and Pola the Polar Bear, the whole everybody at the Magical Musical Holiday Step Show, Step Africa, December 9th through 18th at Arena Stage. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks, man. Always great to talk to you.
Absolutely. First of, or second, I don't know. I was going to say first of many, but it's at least the second. We might have even spoken three times at this point, but either way, let's keep it going.
let's keep it going, man. Let's keep the energy going.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good day. Happy holidays.
All right. You too.